Patricia KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Thursday, sunny skies, lower 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, then becoming partly cloudy, breezy. We'll drop down to 66. For Friday, partly sunny, chance of rain showers in the afternoon. We'll see temperatures right around 77. Friday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers, breezy, with a low near 35. And Saturday, chance for some rain and snow. Right now, it's 70.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association submitted comments this week to USDA outlining key principles for the regulation of fake meat products. NCBA is requesting USDA work with the Food and Drug Administration to take appropriate immediate enforcement action against the improperly labeled imitation products. In its comments, NCBA stated the organization believes the term beef should only be applicable to products derived from actual livestock raised by farmers and ranchers. Meanwhile, the National Farmers Union submitted comments Tuesday as well, supporting another set of proposals by the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says the NFU supports USCA's request to restrict the broader definition of meat to the tissue or flesh of animals that have been harvested in the traditional manner. That includes not allowing the use of meat on labels for plant-based alternatives and lab-grown alternatives. And a $34 million farm up for sale in Nebraska, billed as the state's most expensive farm. The more than 10,300-acre operation includes 5,600 acres of center pivot irrigated farmland. The Zeman Ranch is located in north-central Nebraska and is described as a large cattle operation, including 44 center pivot irrigation system. The ranch features 2,300 acres of hay ground that supports 2,300 cow-calf pairs and a 2,500-head feeding facility. The listing company says the area, one of the largest remaining tracts of mid and tall grass prairie in all of North America. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities are investigating the death of a 7-month-old girl who was hospitalized for injuries last week. Wellington police say the girl was taken to Sumner Regional Medical Center for treatment of injuries on April 1st. She was later taken to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita, where she died last Thursday. Fake News reports the baby was in the care of her mother, who lives in Oxford, which is east of Wellington. The results of an autopsy are pending. No arrests have been made. The state of Kansas is taking initial steps to regulate who can run for governor. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt
Bennett says he's filed a lawsuit as part of an effort to keep non-residents out of the race, and he's asking the court to interpret Kansas law, which currently says nothing about candidates' age or residency. News coverage about the lack of requirements led to a slew of teenagers and non-Kansans forming campaign committees for a gubernatorial run. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7, whether you're starting or growing your business. Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Shop Lowe's Spring Black Friday and get great savings to help with those outdoor projects popping up on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with select pine annuals 5 for $5. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Miracle-Gro Garden Soil. 5 bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/18. Actual plant size and selection may vary by store. While supplies last, see store for details. U.S. only.
University of Kansas officials say construction of a new multi-million dollar indoor practice facility for the football team will start soon. The university is planning a $26 million indoor practice area as part of a $300 million renovation project for Memorial Stadium. The project is funded entirely by private donations. The project will require around 80,000 to 90,000 cubic yards of dirt to be hauled off the site. That should begin soon, weather permitting. Kansas Ethanol plans to reopen in Hutchinson after officials approved economic development incentives for the project. The Reno County Commission voted Tuesday to award up to $51,000 in development incentives to Kansas Ethanol, which makes soybean products. The Hutchinson News reports the Rice County-based company hopes to employ up to 50 people within 4 years. The plant will operate in the former CHS Incorporated plant, which closed in December. The Hutchinson City Council previously approved awarding the company up to $200,000 in incentives. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. A Lincoln man who was drunk when he hit and badly injured a bicyclist and then tried to walk away has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 26-year-old Shane Heinen was sentenced last week after pleading no contest to DUI, causing serious bodily injury and leaving the scene of an injury accident. Police say that Heinen was drunk when he ran a red light at a Lincoln intersection the night of September 21st, hitting Joe Billisbach, a Beatrice City Councilman. A federal judge has dismissed a Nebraska inmate's lawsuit alleging that prison officials failed to protect him from gangs and fires in a 2015 riot that left two dead. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports the lawsuit was tossed out Friday. The judge found no evidence the prison staff were deliberately indifferent to Brian Gary's health and safety in the May 10, 2015 riot at Tecumseh State Correctional Institution. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
White Star Machinery Rental can help you tackle all the projects that come your way. We offer a great selection of Bobcat skid steer loaders, track loaders, and compact excavators, plus the attachments you need. Select the equipment you need for daily, weekly, monthly, or long-term rentals. Don't turn down extra work. Stop by White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, or Garden City to check out our Bobcat equipment rental options. We've got the tough equipment you need to do more tough work. Check out WhiteStarMachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
Hi, everybody. This is Greg Steckline. I'm looking for a good sales representative to help sell advertising for the Mid-America Ag Network. If you're one of those people that think you can go out and sell, talk to people, enjoy visiting with agribusiness folks, work on marketing promotional plans, we've got a position for you. Give us a call, 316-721-8484. The Mid-America Ag Network here in Wichita, 316-721-8484. Or email me, gsteckline at manradio.com. That's two A's in man. MAAN radio.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County spring cleanup runs through Saturday. The transfer station will accept appliances, furniture, mattresses, box springs, scrap metals, wire, and electronics free of charge Thursday and Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to noon. This does not pertain to normal household trash, construction and demolition material, and tires, which will be charged if a normal price. Loads of material must be able to be unloaded in the proper area, not commingled, or full price will be charged. Household hazardous waste and used oil will still be accepted at the Environmental Services Department during business hours free of charge. On Monday, the transfer station will return to normal charges and normal hour. Again, Washington County spring cleanup through Saturday. Transfer station is open Thursday and Friday, 8 to 4, Saturday, 8 to noon. 58th Annual Quality Beef Day will be held Saturday in Marysville at Headstrom Hall. A livestock judging contest begins at 9, registration at 8, followed by the livestock show. Check-in from 7 until 9. The show begins at 10 a.m. They're not taking any pre-registration of entries this year. There will be three classes of beef showmanship, juniors, intermediates, and seniors, with the show order, bulls, market beef, showmanship, and breeding beef. Additional details are online through the Marshall County Extension Office at marshall.ksu.edu/quality-beef-day. Additional details available through the Extension Office at 562-3531. Due to Quality Beef Day, Saturday recycling collection in Marysville has been postponed until next Saturday, April 21st. Marshall County Historical Society spring program will be Sunday, April 15th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Landall Lane's meeting room. Spotlighting Marshall County's Landall Corporation, Don Landall will present history and evolution of this worldwide manufacturer. Everyone is welcome. Spring program Sunday, 2 p.m. at Landall Lane's in Marysville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host Presidio Brass in a free concert at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort Thursday evening at 7 and a performance at the Marysville Airport in the Landall Hangar on Friday evening. We'll be broadcasting live from 5 until 6 p.m. before the show on Friday. Tune to AM 1570, FM 94.1, and FM 95.5 Key NDY for updates on the Presidio Brass presentation. They were a guest on our public affairs program recently and spoke about the group's origin.
Well, Presidio Brass was originally formed 12 years ago in Southern California, in San Diego. And the original members of the group were all friends. And what happened was there was a piece of legislature that came down from the California State Legislature, which basically decimated the budget for school band programs. And a lot of programs wound up getting cut. So Presidio Brass formed out of the desire to create a musical opportunity for students who had just lost their school music program. So originally, all the five members were from the San Diego area. And very quickly, the group ballooned into a very successful group and started touring. And as members left for various reasons, whether it be, being home more often with family or going in another artistic direction, when spots were opened, they would have an audition and call people from all over the country to get recommendations. And so that's kind of how the group wound up with people from all over, even though it started with people who were all from Southern California.
Dolores Gastman, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the State Line Emanuel Lutheran Church, north of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Dolores Gastman. Shirley L. Thomas, age 58, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 3:30. The visitation at 2:30 at the Axtell Andrew Funeral Home. Burial in the Seneca City Cemetery. Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shirley Thomas.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the area as we head throughout the rest of the day, but we do have a large low pressure system. They'll be making its way across the central parts of the Midwest. On the warm side of the system, expect to see some showers and thunderstorms across the central parts of the plains as we head into tomorrow and tomorrow night. And on the back side of the system, some mixed precipitation, rain, and snow showers as we head into the start of the weekend. In some areas, especially across the upper parts of the Midwest, we'll deal with some ice as well as heavy snow. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of the day, we'll have sunny skies, lower 80s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, then partly cloudy, will drop down to 66. For Friday, isolated chances of rain showers in the afternoon with a high of 77. Friday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain showers breezy with a low near 35. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, rain and snow showers windy with a high near 37. And Saturday night, we'll continue with snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-April, 65. Record high on this date, 90 in 1996. The average low, 42, and the record low was 25 in 1940. Sunset this evening, 7:57. Sunrise in the morning, 6:49.
When those we are close to are under the weather, we can usually see it in their face. But it turns out we're pretty good at seeing illness in strangers, too. That story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. But first, if you've ever felt stranded, been unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 12th, the 102nd day of the year. Singer Vince Gill has a birthday, and on this day in 1877, a catcher's mask was used for the first time in organized baseball. There are all kinds of visible signs that tell us someone is sick. Sneezing, coughing, or trembling, just to name a few. But just looking at someone's face may be all the clue we need. A recent study which asked participants to judge photos of strangers found that they could pick out the sick people by a whopping 85% better than chance. Eye redness, turned down corners of the mouth, or swollen features are all indicators of illness. But two other factors turned out to be the biggest giveaways: pale skin and droopy eyelids. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is proud of the Axtell High School students who are dedicated to their studies in various academic areas like Scholars Bowl, FFA, the arts, math, and science. Good luck in your events this week from State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated is inspired by the brilliant Axtell students who work hard to achieve the top grades in all areas, including FBLA, FFA, mathematics, and all other academic areas. Good luck at the events this week, scholars, from your friends at Axtell Trusses Manufacturing Incorporated.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Thursday. Kyle Seager hit a go-ahead homer with two outs in the eighth inning, and the Seattle Mariners held on to beat the Kansas City Royals 4-2 yesterday afternoon. Danny Duffy and Brad Keller turned a 2-2 game over to reliever Justin Graham and quickly got the first two outs in the eighth. But after walking Mitch Haniger, the Kansas City reliever hung a 1-1 pitch that Seager popped into the Royals' bullpen in right field. Seager also drove in a run with sacrifice fly in the first, helping the Mariners conclude a 10-day road trip spanning about 5,200 miles by winning the last two games of the three-game set. Up next for the Royals, Ian Kennedy will try and build on a solid start to his season when the Royals begin a four-game series with the LA Angels tonight at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch for the fifth in the American League Central Royals gets underway at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contract, and customer support is 24/7, whether you're starting or growing your business. Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
The National Football League officially announced its 2018 preseason schedule yesterday, and the Kansas City Chiefs will kick off their preseason slate at Arrowhead Stadium against the Houston Texans, followed by back-to-back road contests against the Atlanta Falcons and the Chicago Bears. Kansas City will close out the preseason at home against the Green Bay Packers. Dates and times will be announced when they are finalized. Kansas State head coach Bruce Weber announced the signing of junior college All-American forward Austin Trice to a national letter of intent yesterday. The 6'7", 230-pound forward Trice joins the Wildcats after a one-year stint at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, Illinois, where he helped the Warriors post a 21-10 overall record as a sophomore in the 2017-18 season. Trice was ranked fourth nationally among junior college players in rebounding at 12.1 per game. Mid-American Network Sports.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries the complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-back vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
Just say the date, April 15th, and most U.S. citizens cringe, unless, of course, you're one of the lucky ones getting a refund. Soften the blow with a bit of horticulture therapy. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Once the taxes are mailed, take a walk through your yard, neighborhood, or nearby botanical garden. Walking and working in nature helps lower our blood pressure and improve our mood. See what's blooming and pick a few favorites to add to your landscape. That way, you can look forward to these beautiful blooms each year. It's a great distraction, redirecting your thoughts from tax day to gardening. Or plant some seeds indoors or out. Check the seed packet for specifics. And if the weather's bad, consider repotting overgrown houseplants or start some new plants from cuttings. These can be added to your indoor or outdoor container gardens as soon as they're rooted and weather permits. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Mules can be stubborn. So what do you do with a mule that simply won't obey? Wilbur was told what he should do, but whether he'd ever follow that advice again is very much in question. The story of how to handle a stubborn mule is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
During World War II, Wilbur Taylor was part of the 18th Veterinary Evacuation Hospital, stationed in India and Burma. His job was to care for mules that were used to transport supplies in the jungles of those countries.
We set up camp and start to take care of mules as they got wounded or they had cinched sores or corn on their feet or rope burns or shrapnel.
Handling a sometimes stubborn mule could be a challenging job, but there were rules on what you could and could not do.
You wasn't allowed to hit a mule with your fist. You slap, but you weren't allowed to, that'd be abusing them. You weren't allowed to do that at all.
Things didn't always go as planned, though. Sometimes they'd use a twitch on a mule's nose to get them to obey, but this time was different.
Captain says, work your hand up his neck and get a hold of his ear and twist his ear. Well, I twist that old long ear. I thought it was going to come off. So then he said, bend that end of it over and bite it. I did, and that mule reached around and got me and grabbed me and swung me three times.
Wilbur says he came home with the bite marks that mule gave him on the other side of the globe. But even for their sometimes stubbornness, mules were important to our troops.
It was so dark in those jungles, naturally, that they didn't know where the trail was. So they just turned the mules loose and hung on their tails. They took them where they're supposed to be going.
In 1945, the war was over. Wilbur landed in New York and was sent back to his home in Missouri. Caring for those mules had literally taken him around the world. Traveling the countryside in King City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Small-scale fruit and vegetable growers can't always afford the machinery they need. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. An agreement to share machinery with other farmers can be a win-win for all as you're living the country life. This episode of Living the Country Life is brought to you by Kubota. Find great financing on some of the hardest working tractors in America at KubotaUSA.com.
What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series Subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much power and versatility designed to fit in your garage. Dig, haul, and plant your acreage from daily chores to weekend projects. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Now get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Take Living the Country Life magazine with you anywhere and read on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas for your home and acreage. Enjoy over 200 magazines anywhere you want with the Texture app, starting at only $9.95 per month. Just visit texture.com and enjoy Living the Country Life today. Living the Country Life magazine, for families who love living in the country. Visit texture.com to subscribe to Living the Country Life magazine today.
The majority of fruit and vegetable growers who sell to farmers markets and other local enterprises are small scale, producing on just a few acres. Machinery saves them time and labor, but it's also very costly, especially if it's only used in a certain time frame. Sharing machinery with other farmers is one way to reduce the investment and be more economical. Georgia Ann Arts is an assistant professor of economics at Iowa State University. She says it's important to find farmers that have a similar operation and have the same equipment need. When it comes to sharing, there are a number of ways to do it.
Sometimes people have individual ownership of machinery and then they just make an agreement. So for example, I might have a seeder and you might have tillage equipment and we just work out an agreement where we trade use of those machines. We can have joint ownership where you go in together and pay for and own it jointly, or you can have this sort of business entity. And one advantage of the business entity is that it might be easier to work with a lender.
Arts emphasizes having a written document of the agreement details.
So not only is it a written record, because people's memories are bad, we might agree to something and I remember it one way and you remember it another way, and that's a problem. But it also forces you to hash these things out up front. It makes you talk about what happens if you run into the tree with the implement. Who's going to fix it? Are you going to fix it or am I going to fix it? What happens if you want to get out? My strongest recommendation would be, if you're going to do this, write it down.
Choose to share with people you trust and have personality traits you can work with. If you each have a unique skill set, that's another bonus. Maybe you're a good mechanic but hate numbers, and another person is a good bookkeeper but can't turn a wrench. Learn more about machinery sharing at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stars.
Some bad weather is on the way, and the sun is responsible. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Sean Hackett is worried about the weather for the next 5 years. He runs Hackett Financial Advisors in Boca Raton, Florida, and says we are entering a quiet period of solar activity that's messing with our weather.
We've already seen a little bit of that weather because it started in the fourth quarter. Drought in Argentina, drought in the U.S., floods in France. I mean, things are happening that haven't happened in a long time. It's just the beginning, and the research we have done says that during the troughs, which we're in now, which is a five-year trough that we're heading into, is where the greatest weather volatility occurs and where the greatest impact of global yields occurs.
Hackett envisions some serious problems.
It's a world with food scarcity. It's a world with localized famines. It's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be a very difficult time. The technology we have today has all been centered around a normal sunspot cycle. We're going to have to come up with new ways of growing food in this more difficult environment. We will do that, but it's not going to come without a crisis to begin with.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump has asked the Ag Secretary to protect U.S. farmers from blowback from the trade dispute with China. But as correspondent Todd Gleason reports, there aren't many options for Sonny Perdue.
Last week, Perdue was on the road for his second RV tour of farm country. His first tour was last summer. That's when he told producers he would be their salesman to the world. Well, now he's being asked to be their protector in the face of trade restrictions, some in place, others proposed, as President Trump sets about rectifying what he sees as unfair trade with China. However, Perdue is not saying what he'll do for farmers, and there may be a good reason that's the case, says University of Illinois Ag Policy Specialist Jonathan Kappas.
There are not a lot of options for the secretary when it comes to the covered commodities. And typically what the lawyers will explain in the within USDA and elsewhere is that while we have a lot of flexibility in the original CCC Charter Act and the general powers to improve prices and help with exports and markets, because Congress has stepped in time and time again and directed spending for commodities in certain ways, i.e. ARC and PLC, then that's that kind of limits the creativity that you can have.
Most of the heavy lifting to protect farmers from any trade war blowback then, says Kappas, would need to be done by Congress. I'm Todd Gleason.
And the Trump administration will delay any move to reform the nation's biofuel policy for about 3 months. The decision was meant to shield farmers worried about a potential trade war with China. The decision comes after President Trump failed to broker a deal between big oil and big corn over the last few months over the future of the renewable fuel standard. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. The pressure continues on Kansas City wheat. May Kansas City wheat down 11 and 3 quarters at 505. July down 11 and 3 quarters at 524. All three of the wheat markets are having issues today. Chicago wheat, Minneapolis wheat are following along lower as well. Corn is up. May corn is up 1 1/4 at 388 and a quarter. July is up 3 quarters of a cent at 396 and a half. Soybeans doing very well. May beans up 12 at 10.59 and 3 quarters. July beans up 11 and 3 quarters at 10.70 and a half. May soybean meal is 2.80 higher at 3.83. July bean meal is 2.50 higher at 3.86.80. May soy oil is 18 points higher at 31.71. July's up 16 at 31.97. Things look good across the soy complex, and corn is doing all right. Kansas City wheat continues to have struggles today. Numbers in livestock looking good. April live cattle up 225 at 115.75. June up 242 at 104 even. Later months are up by more than a dollar. April feeder cattle up 352 at 138.80. May feeders up 387 at 139.40. All the later months there are up, many by more than $3. So things look good for feeder cattle and live cattle. April hogs up 90 at 54.20. May up 107 at 69 even. So as far as the livestock complex goes, things look pretty good. Corn is also higher. Cotton, on the other hand, is struggling a bit. May cotton down 21 points at 83.62. July is down 41 at 83 even. Crude oil is back up after bouncing around a bit earlier. May crude is up 7 cents now at 66.87. June is up 4 cents at 66.78. So we're seeing some plus signs there. Unleaded gas and heating oil are both down. And look at the metals markets. April gold is down $18.90 at $13.37.60. Silver and copper are also lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Attention farmers, Hayden Outdoors is having an absolute auction on 640 acres in Gold County near Quinter, Kansas. April the 19th, the date. The ground includes 388 acres of above-average dry land cultivation, 247 acres of good grass. You need to be there to place your bid on another section of great Gold County land. Hayden Outdoors Absolute Auction, 640 acres, April the 19th, 11 a.m. at the Quinter Senior Citizen Center. Or go to HaydenOutdoors.com for more information.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And in all the talk on trade agreements the past couple of months, there was a trade agreement quietly signed. We'll talk about it after this message.
It's that time of year again. Time to tackle some difficult tasks, like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
With all of the talk of trade wars and trade agreements and disagreements in the world trade community, something did happen in that community recently that was hardly noticed. But I noticed it in a report from California, where University of California Davis agricultural economist Daniel Sumner said that the U.S. negotiated a new free trade agreement with South Korea without affecting agriculture amounts to the dog that did not bark. Agriculture pretty much absent from the deal announced on March 28th by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Korean Minister for Trade Yoon Chong Kim, which addressed issues related to automobiles, pharmaceuticals, currency, and textiles. But according to Sumner, director of the university's Agricultural Issues Center, that means the benefits to ag from the original 2012 agreement remain intact. And he said, for agriculture, in a sense, the only thing we had was a downside because we weren't going to get much better out of the Koreans. The good thing was we didn't allow them to close the market any further. And so looking at that agreement, that pretty much keeps in place the agreement reached in 2012. And that agreement immediately removed tariffs on two-thirds of U.S. farm and food exports to South Korea. Already, the United States' average exports to South Korea increased from $5.4 billion in the three-year period before the deal was implemented in 2009-2011 to $6.3 billion in the 3 years following, from 2014 to 2016. Back with a final word after this message.
Every good season starts with one great deal. Buy two or more Ag Firestone tires for one big instant discount using the Firestone Farm Hands Reward. Find out how to take advantage of savings on the best Ag tires through the Firestone Farm Hand Rewards program by contacting your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch. These large instant discounts are available through April 30th.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
One commodity that really benefited from the Korean deal is California citrus, which accounted for one-fifth of the roughly $900 million in agricultural goods from California that went to South Korea. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Many corn, soybeans, and other crop seeds are treated with a pesticide. Before you open the seed bag, understand how to handle treated seed on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's time to give back to your roots. Make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
Want to see the latest in machinery, agronomy, and technology? Then tune in to the Successful Farming TV show every week on RFD TV. Join me, Dave Moats, and Lori Bedore, Jesse Scott, and Anna McConnell. This show delivers the latest trends, newest technology, and takes a look at machinery of yesterday and today. RFD TV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and most major cable providers. Find additional programming information at agriculture.com/TV.
Planting seed treated with an insecticide or fungicide gives the plant a fighting chance by safeguarding against disease, which then optimizes yields. However, it's critical that farmers follow handling instructions on the seed bag label to avoid environmentally sensitive exposure to the chemicals. Liz Stahl is an extension crop educator at the University of Minnesota. She says treated seed can generate dust, which is often harmful to pollinators such as bees. Do what you can to cut down the dust.
There's a lot of work being done on that. I know seed companies are looking at different polymers. Also, it's equipment manufacturer issue, too. One thing that we recommend farmers to do is just be aware of where you're filling out the planter, cleaning out the planter. Wherever you've got flowering plants, basically you can expect bees to be out there foraging. So if you can fill or clean out that planter away from flowering plants, that's going to really help.
Treated seeds spilled on the ground should be cleaned up or covered with soil because it can be toxic for birds and wildlife. Any seed that's not used should be disposed of properly. Stahl says there is zero tolerance in the export market for treated seed.
There's a good reason why treated seed has a colorant on there, so it's easily identifiable as being treated. When you hear horror stories every once in a while, if somebody just took a bag of leftover treated seed, threw it in the wagon, and brought it to the elevator, well, you know, you can pick up that colored seed pretty easily, and you can get that whole lot rejected. So that's a pretty expensive mistake.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for handling treated seed at agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, after several months of delays, House Agriculture Republicans are planning today to introduce a 2018 Farm Bill proposal. Well, of course, producers, farmers, and ranchers have several issues of concern, and perhaps the Farm Bill issue has been pushed more towards the back burner. We get a story from Rod Bain.
In any other year, when Congress considers passing a new Farm Bill, that would be most likely the top policy matter on the minds of farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness leaders. But as lawmakers like Missouri Senator Roy Blunt have noticed during visits with constituents.
We had a forum and the Farm Bill never came up. I don't think I've ever been in one of those forums before when that happened.
Instead, the focus of producers was on issues of trade, regulations, and rural broadband. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue notes similarity to visits with citizens across the country.
Trade, labor, and that's what we hear. Obviously, trade has taken the lead by a considerable amount in recent days.
And the secretary acknowledges anxiety in the ag sector over these issues and others such as low commodity prices and disputes over the renewable fuel standards have perhaps overshadowed farm bill discussions as of late.
And it's having a cumulative effect over our producers and their financiers and bankers and others in the whole supply chain of agriculture.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Of course, Democrats and Republicans on the House Ag Committee remain at odds with each other over the nutrition title of the farm bill. As the committee is scheduled to draft their release today, the bill is in trouble, according to ranking member Colin Peterson. According to the Hagstrom Report, Peterson and committee Democrats previously vowed not to support the bill because of reported changes the committee leadership is allegedly proposing to the nutrition title. Markup of the House version of the bill is expected next week. Meanwhile, the Senate Agriculture Committee does not expect to mark up its version of the bill this month. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-American Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full service station.